Culture and Veterans Committee will come to order. Today, we're going to go through some confirmations, and the first will be for the Rural Finance Board. Two members are not able to be here, but we have people who will vouch for them. And so then we'll get this process on the way. So, Mr. Borglum, maybe you would like to start.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, members of the committee. I'm Jim Borglum, Deputy Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Our agency provides staff and administrative support for the Minnesota Rural Finance Authority. As you know, the Finance Authority is governed by an 11-member board made up of four agency heads, the state auditor, and six public members appointed by the governor with confirmation from the Senate. Now, the Commissioner of Agriculture is designated as the chair of that board. The board has a broad statutory authority. That statutory authority is listed under Chapter 41B. Among the many powers of the authority actually is to execute contracts, for example. They can execute contracts with outside entities for purposes of administering the loan program. The RFA currently has over 400 contracts or participation agreements with agriculture lenders throughout the state, and Mark Knisely represents one of those agricultural lending institutions. The board also has capacity to evaluate and make recommendations about the credit conditions and agriculture financing conditions within the state, and that was the basis of the formation of the board back in 1986. So, Mr. Chairman, members, I'm happy to be here, and I'm certainly pleased to represent the commissioner on the Rural Finance Authority Board, and I serve or work with these two members and these two members sitting here today, as well as the other two that are not able to be here, I believe represent the level of skill and talent that we see in rural areas.
Okay, members were taking up the confirmation that two people couldn't be here, but the other two, can we hear a few words from you? Would that be okay?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members. I'm Howard Swenson. Live in Nicollet County, Minnesota. Been a farmer all my life, and I've been appointed to my second term under Rural Finance Authority. I served a four-year term and have been appointed to the second term. I think some of you members probably know me. I was a member of the House of Representatives for 10 years prior till January of 2005, and was involved with a lot of the agriculture issues in the legislature over those years. I think the Rural Finance Authority is a valuable asset for the state. It coordinates with the banks on low-interest loans for agriculture purposes, and I think it serves a good purpose for our state. So I'm glad to be able to serve on it, and I guess I would hope that I can be reconfirmed. If there's any questions, otherwise,
Let's go to the next gentleman, and we'll question all four.
Okay. Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here today. My name is Mark Knisely. I serve as CEO of United FCS. We're headquartered in Wilmer, Minnesota. As Jim mentioned earlier, we are a participating lending institution in the RFA program. Particular interest in my background growing up on a dairy farm and working in agricultural finance for my full adult career is young and beginning farmers. And one of the interests that I have on serving on this committee is really making sure that we're doing all we can do to help encourage that next generation of young producers make sure that we have the programming in place to accommodate that. I also believe that by having someone of my position on the committee and on the board, you bring kind of a day-to-day knowledge of what's going on out in the credit markets in rural America and rural Minnesota, in particular western Minnesota, and think that I can bring some value to the board in that regard as well. So thank you for entertaining our nominations today.
Well, members, I know where Sander Ludeman is. I know where he should be in the field, and I'm sure that if I was home and looked north, I could find him out in the field someplace there. So I know him real well now, and I will certainly support his confirmation. But Susan Myers, Mr. Borglum?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, as you pointed out, Sandy Litteman is a farmer, as you are, and say the same is true with Susan Myers. So just because of the Springfield work and the activities that they're conducting with their hog operation, she was not able to be here. Both Sandy and Sue did send letters, and I hope you have copies in your file or your packets. If not, we have extra copies here, but the letters that they sent to you and the committee members, certainly they recognize the value of the confirmation hearing, and they certainly appreciate your support.
Any questions from the members? Not Senator Skoug?
Mr. Chair, I would move that the Senate Ag and Veterans Committee recommend the confirmation of Marcus Neasley, Sander Ludeman, Susan Meyer, and Howard Swenson to the Senate floor.
Any questions? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So adopted. We'll move right into the next part, and that is Department of Veterans Affairs have a new commissioner, Mr. Puglisi, if you'd come up. Welcome to the committee. I know you've been before it several times, but you're kind of a new title today.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, Mike Puglisi, commissioner for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Thank you for having me. I've been led to believe that you don't have a lot of time, so I'd just like to maybe give you a brief background and then open it up for questions, because I'm sure there'll probably be some great questions. Born and raised in New York, I joined the Marine Corps shortly after high school. Served in the Marine Corps from 1987 till about 1991 through the Persian Gulf War. Shortly thereafter, went to school, got married, heard that Minnesota has great schools and a good cost of living, so we decided to come here and check it out, and have been here ever since. While going to school, I started working with the Disabled American Veterans. They asked me to attend their National Service Officer Academy in Denver, Colorado, which I attended for 4 months. Came back as a National Service Officer for the St. Paul DAV out there at the Fort Snelling Federal Whipple Building. Was there as a National Service Officer for 3.5 years, and after that I became the supervisor of the National Service Office for the state of Minnesota. And then I got a call one day from Governor Ventura that asked if I was interested in being the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Veterans Affairs. After talking with him and the current commissioner at that time, Jeff Olson, I decided that it sounded like something that I was very interested in, and I've been the Deputy Commissioner of Programs and Services for the past 9 years, which leads me to here. It's been a privilege to work for the department, to work with all of you, to represent our veteran community, work with our military members and all of their families. I've had the luxury of being part of the department during good times, and we've done a lot of tremendous things with the support and direction from the governor and the legislature. We've really become a department that we can be very proud of, nation-leading programs, one of the best in the nation. We are set up to serve our veteran community, our military members, and their families very well into the future. I know the economic climate's looking a little rough out there in the future, so I think we're going to have to do a much better job of keeping what we do have, continue to tweak it, but working much closer with our private partners out there in the business world, as well as our nonprofits. I know we're already doing this. Military Affairs has a huge effort with the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We're making Yellow Ribbon cities and businesses and schools. I think we have to really get behind that. We're not going to have the type of financial support that we once did, so I think we should expect the private sectors and the nonprofits to step up and partner with us a little bit more whenever we can, and we've been doing a lot of that. Excuse me. We're also going to be working much more closely with our congressional delegation and trying to get some federal earmarks for some of our programs and going after any grant monies that are available. With that, I'd be open to any questions, or I can continue on for a while.
Well, Mr. Puglisi, your work is just getting started with the veterans coming back from the wars we're in now, and it's going to be more and more and more. We need to have somebody in charge who can help those veterans. And I'll just be brave enough to say, I know you're the guy that can do it, because I've worked with you. And it's very important that you keep up that good work. Senator Kubla, you had a question.
Oh, I didn't have a question, Mr. Chair. I think we've seen
former Deputy Commissioner Puglisi operate in that capacity. We think he's done a pretty good job, so I'd recommend that we pass his appointment and send it to the floor of the Senate.
Before we act on the Senator Murphy, you have a question?
No, Mr. Chairman, just another comment. I'd just like to second that Kubley recommendation. Many of us here have known Mr. Puglisi for a long time, and kind of hard-charging Marine, even though he is from New York.
I wasn't sure if I should have shared that, but I rolled the dice.
I think the Marine title, Mr. Chair, may have overridden that for Senator Murphy.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll let the New York City thing go. But in all seriousness, you've done a great job for us, and we depend on a lot of those services, you know, not only the folks in this room, but, you know, that section of veteran that is hard to get at. You know, there's just some people out there that don't know of services or, you know, they have other mental issues that are chasing them around. And, you know, fortunately, you guys have been pretty good of beating the bushes and finding those folks and trying to get them as squared away as possible. So thanks for that.
Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, Senator Kubley, thank you.
I would like to speak before us, and that is Trista Maticello or something like that. If I killed your name, that's the way it is, but Trisha.
Her name's even harder than mine.
Well, it doesn't sound like Mike needs any more support, but I'm going to give mine anyway. I'm Trista Mattis Castillo. I'm the vice chair of the Veterans Advocacy Institute, and I just want to give my strongest possible endorsement for Mike as the commissioner of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Mike has, I'll toot his horn a little bit for him since he's not going to do it himself, but he has shown a strong commitment to not only taking care of our current veterans, but their coming home, but a special commitment to supporting our women veterans and ensuring that our veteran service reps, the outreach people, mirror what our military population looks like, including minorities and women. And that's a really important key. And so we want to thank Mike for that and give our endorsement there. Mike has also been involved with the veterans courts and has followed the process and been a long-standing supporter. And we're really grateful to him for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Trista.
Any other questions? Just a comment I want to make. And it's going to be to Senator Murphy. Senator Murphy, you're stepping down, but I remember years ago, your office was right next to mine. And I would take that Marine flag and I would hide it. And I'd put it over there. And I'd put it over here. Finally, I woke up. He said, when he said, don't touch that flag, I listened to him. Don't touch it. Remember that, Steve? Okay. Who moved the confirmation? Senator Scobie moves that Mike Puglisi be the new commissioner of the Veterans Affairs and Affairs. You'll do a good job. We're going to be watching what you do. And with that, members, are all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So adopted. We have nothing more to come before us. And welcome.
Mr. Chair, members, thank you all very much. And once again, let me just thank you all for the past and continued support you've lent the department and myself. We couldn't do what we're doing without you, so thank you.
Right on.
Hey, Gary.